Hello everyone, this is Michael. 欢迎来到实用有趣的小咖英语。今天要给大家讲一个非常简单的单词，但是大部分外国人都天天在用的一个词，叫做 diet, D-I-E-T, diet. 什么意思呢？老外经常会说 I'm on a diet, 就是说我最近在可能是说我在减肥，或者说我在最近在用这种健康的餐，因为可能他体重过重，或者说是他觉得他自己身体不太好，所以他会说我要去注意我的饮食，他就给自己制定一个饮食的计划，去挑选自己吃的东西，所以叫做我在这个计划当中说 I'm on a diet。 好，但是还有另外一种很地道的说法，有请我们的 Brandon 老师来跟大家分享一下。
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So today we are talking about the word diet, but in the US we also will sometimes say I'm on a health kick. And the idea of I'm on a health kick is usually something that somebody has just decided to do, to go on a diet. Basically, what they're doing is going on a diet, 减肥. What they want to do is lose weight, lose fat, or they want to become more healthy. So what they're saying is I'm on a health kick.The thing about health kick is usually the meaning there is that they've just started eating more healthy. They've just started paying attention or watching their diet. The idea there is when they're on a health kick, they've just begun to watch what they eat, to pay attention to what they eat. And they've also, the idea of health kick kind of has a short-term meaning to it.So when somebody hears I'm on a health kick, they usually think this diet is probably not going to last a very long time because this person has just decided to change their diet, just decided to change what they usually eat and have begun to eat more healthily. But because it's a health kick, it means they've started to decide, I want to eat more healthy food.But the problem is, it probably won't last a long time. So that is diet, and that is also, I'm on a health kick. K-I-C-K. Kick.
好，谢谢 Brandon 老师。那他提到了，除了说 I'm on diet, 还有其他一种表达方式。I am on a health kick. Health, 大家都知道 ,H-E-A-L-T-H. 那 kick, K-I-C-K. 我知道大家从小学到 kick 这个词想到的是踢，我踢你一脚，用的踢，用的 kick.那其实 kick 还有一个意思呢，表示这个是我之前从乔布斯那学来的，他说 I'd like to kick off 2009, 就我想让2009年刚开始的时候 with 用介绍什么产品来开始这一年，所以 kick 也表示刚开始的意思。那 health kick 就表示我要开始去这样健康的饮食了，可能是去减肥，也可能是去补充一些能量啊，其他的营养。所以 health kick它有两个特征，第一，我要完全是something new, something different, 我要完全是一些最新的最不一样的东西。那么另外呢， kick 因为它表示刚开始，所以这个事情刚开始呢它不一定会持续很久，所以持续性呢是有问题的。那有的人可能就是一时冲动说我要去 on diet 或者 on a health kick, 所以请大家明白，如果你的外国朋友跟你说 I'm on a health kick, 你就明白了他最近可能是心血来潮，也可能是有计划的，他说我想要开始进行我的这样健康餐的这样的控制。好，所以大家学会这两个词 diet, D-I-E-T, diet 和 health kick, health kick, kick, K-I-C-K, 不只是踢的意思，还有开始的意思哟。那刚 Brandon 老师有没有讲 watch my diet?
Yes, so the idea of watch my diet is basically, that's more long term. So the idea there is somebody who...says, I watch my diet, says that in their lifetime, they always pay attention to what they eat. They want to eat specific, special foods so that those foods are most healthy for their body. So, for example, if I say, I watch my diet so I don't eat a lot of sugar. So that's the idea of I am wanting to be more healthy so I don't eat sugar.So what I would say is, I watch my diet, I don't eat a lot of sugar.
好，谢谢 Brandon 老师，他刚提到了他自己最近也在 on diet, 在健身，也在注意自己的饮食，所以这里注意用的是 watch 这个词， W-A-T-C-H, 大家知道这个词本身我们学的是观看的意思，但在这里表示的是注意，我注意我的这些饮食，我要去注意我吃的每一个东西，它们的营养搭配会不会帮助我增重而不是减肥。 所以会用 I watch my diet。你跟一些比较热爱健身的外国朋友在一起的时候，他们说这句话，你就明白了，他们是非常小心、非常认真、严谨的对待自己的健身计划的。好，今天的分享就到这里。如果您喜欢我们的节目呢，请将节目点赞、下载并转发。欢迎大家添加我的新浪微博小咖 Michael， 请加入 QQ 学习群94625139，跟更多的咖啡豆们一起学英语。特别感谢本节目赞助商汉奇英语，跟专业外教一对一学美式口语，请到汉奇英语学习最高性价比的外教课程。好，今天的分享就到这里，感谢 Brandon 老师。 Thank you Brandon.
Yeah, thank you Michael.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.